Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, saints of God. Today is Wednesday, the 10th of April, 2024. Wednesday, April the 10th, 2024. Welcome to First is Kingdom Family Church, where the Word of God will change our lives. We will never be the same. In Jesus' name, another day of living in the light of God's word, in his authority and power and ability. We thank you so much, whatever time you may be listening to our healing, our daily bread. Daily bread is the word of God and healing. And a lot of you that have been listening to me already, probably going on 4 years, you know how I love to minister on healing. That is a truth that is in my heart, the word of God, healing, because Satan is the one that brings sickness and disease all the time to us. Those symptoms are like fiery darts being fired and thrown at us daily, and we have to know the word of God, because the word of God says that by his stripes we were healed. Amen. He was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we were healed. According to Matthew 8:17, as the prophet Isaiah prophesied, himself Jesus took and bore our sickness and disease. And if he bore them on the cross, why should we bear them in our bodies? Amen. We resist sickness and disease, just like we resist condemnation and sin. And 1 Peter 2:24 says that by his stripes we were healed. Acts 10:38 says that the Lord gave power to Jesus. How the Father blessed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, because God was with him. Amen. The Lord was with Jesus, so he went about doing good. And what was he going about doing good? Healing all that were oppressed. And the devil is the one who oppresses us with sickness and disease, grief, sorrow, calamity, destruction, whatever it may be. He is the one that comes against us all the time. And it's 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, because God was with him. And aren't you glad that God gave us Jesus, that he's the one that went and was crucified willingly? He obeyed the Father God so we could be free from sickness and disease, so we could be free from the oppression of the enemy coming against us, because God knew that we lived here on this earth and that we would need his authority and his power and his ability for us to be able to live here on earth. We're not alone. Never think that. You are never alone. God lives in you. His spirit lives in you and in me. And he empowers us to resist sickness and disease and sin and condemnation, or whatever the enemy throws at us. We have a legal right to say, no, you don't. No, you don't. I take authority over you, Satan, and your cohorts. And you get out of my body. You stay out of my body. You stay out of my house, stay out of my marriage, get away from my children in the name of Jesus. Get away from my property right now in the name of Jesus. I take authority over you and I bind you and I command you to leave now in Jesus' name. Because the Lord said, Jesus said, whatsoever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth will be loosed from heaven. So we loose the angels of God to encamp around us and his protection always around us, because we're children. We are sons and daughters of the Most High God, the Creator of heaven and earth. And He is our strength. He is our strong tower. He is our provision. He is our protector. He is our healer. He is our redeemer. He's our counselor, whatever we need, advocate, our intercessor. He is there in us and through us and all around us. His spirit lives in us. Amen. So thank you for coming to the filling station to get filled with the Word of God, to get filled with the Word that keeps you healed. Amen. And we love the Word, don't we? I love the Word. And the Word is Jesus. Jesus became flesh, and He is the Word. He is the truth. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And that's why we depend on Him always, always. We have Him, we keep Him before our eyes and in our hearts and in our mouths. In the name of Jesus. And today we're going to be reading on resist sickness just as you resist condemnation. Father, we just thank you. Thank you for every hearer and every doer of the word. We just thank you so much for your precious Holy Spirit, for the revelation that you give us, Father, when we hear your word that transforms our lives and transforms and renews our minds, Father, that we can walk according to your will, Father, not according to the flesh, Lord God, but according to the will of God and the word of God. And we are dominated by our spirit man. We are not dominated by our flesh, but by the spirit man that is in us, the new creative man. Amen. The inward man of the heart, the spirit of God that lives in us. And how we thank you, Lord. We bless you. We honor you. We honor your word because you are the eternal, living, everlasting word that abides in us. And it's your word that keeps us, protects us, and gives us your peace, your joy, your love, Father. Forgiveness, compassion, and mercy. Oh, you are so good to us, Father. We just want to thank you that you didn't leave us by ourselves. Like you said, Lord, you're never alone. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I'm in you 24/7. Even when you're asleep, I am in you. In the highways, in the byways, in the marketplace, in the workplace, I am in there in your car. And when you sleep and when you get up, I am in you 24/7. So remember that you're never alone, never, never alone. And I just thank you, Father, that you are so good to us. You are great and you are mighty. How we love you, how we praise you, how we adore you and magnify your precious holy name. Thank you for your presence. Whenever we speak your word, Father, your presence is right there. When we release your word, Father, your presence comes on the scene. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you so much, Father, for revelation knowledge, Father, that you give us to have understanding of who you are and your character and nature and how we're transformed by the renewing of our mind, especially when we are in the Word all the time. Not that we constantly sit 24/7 in the Word, but your Word lives in us and we meditate, we mutter it, we think about it, Father, we speak about it and how we love you and we thank you, thank you, thank you so much. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Let's look at Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. See, we are not to be dominated by the flesh. We are not to live by the flesh. We are to live by the Spirit of God, our new inner man, the inward man of the heart. That's how we are to live, and by the Spirit of God, according to Romans 8:1. Though the flesh wants to dominate us and wants to take over because it's enmity against God. Because of Adam and Eve, disobedience, sin came into the world. But aren't you glad that Jesus came and saved us and took us into his family when we accept him? And now we're in the family of God and we're children of God. So we resist sin. We resist sickness. We resist condemnation. Anything that opposes itself against the knowledge of God and the word of God, we resist it and we say, no, you don't. Get out of here. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Sickness doesn't have any right to impose itself upon us. And Satan, who is the author of sickness and disease, doesn't have any right to put sickness and disease on us. Can I hear an amen? Why? Because we're free. And when symptoms of sickness or disease come, all we need to do is treat them exactly the same as we would treat our old sins. It's the easiest thing in the world to do. We say, no, you don't. When temptation starts coming and the enemy's trying to lure you to sin, you say, no, you don't. Get out of here in Jesus' name. You see, the devil may try to put you under condemnation by reminding you of your past sins. But you can say, Satan, there is therefore now no condemnation to me, for I am in Christ Jesus. Jesus has dealt with those sins and put them away. And you can say to Satan, you can't get them. Jesus put those sins away. He hid them in the depths of the sea, in the sea of forgetfulness that God doesn't even remember what you did. Isn't that good? We do, but God doesn't. And when we bring it up to him, he says, what are you talking about? I don't know. I don't remember you doing that. He put it in the sea of forgetfulness. That's how much he loves us. He will never bring your sins, what you have done before. He will never bring condemnation to you. He may bring conviction by the Holy Spirit, but not he will not condemn us. Amen. God said, I am he that blotteth out your transgressions for my sake, for his sake. He doesn't want to remember what you did bad and what we committed. Amen. The sins we committed. And he says, and I will not remember your sins, according to Isaiah 43:25. And then when we do sin, we have 1 John 9:1. Amen. That if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness, that we may have a right standing right back. We close the door to the enemy and we say, Father, forgive me. And we close that door and we enter into the door of love and forgiveness, the flow of love and forgiveness. The devil has brought pictures probably to a lot of you of things. He has brought pictures to your mind of things you have done in the past. He said, look at what you did. And he might have said, and you can say to him, ha ha, devil, sure I did. You're right, but God forgave me and blotted them all out and put them as far away from me as the east is from the west, according to Psalms 103:12. Psalms 103, verses 12. He has blotted them all out and put them as far from me as the east is from the west. But if you don't know the truth, that once you ask for forgiveness, you are cleansed from all your sin. And the devil will keep bringing pictures of your past mistakes. And if you keep thinking about them, and don't cast them down, but God says, cast down vain imaginations that exalt themselves above the knowledge of God and bring them into the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you just tell the devil, get out of here in the name of Jesus. But if you continue to think on the things that the enemy brings of the past, it will rob you of your faith and hold you under condemnation. You feel condemned, you feel guilty, self-pity, and poor me. You become a victim, and that's what Satan wants to do. Amen? But we are not victims, we are victors. We overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, and we did not love our lives even unto death. Amen. But when you know the truth, you can laugh at the devil. Say, you're too late. You're too late. I'm a child of God. I'm cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. So you just pick up your weapons and you get out of here right now in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over my mind. I have a quick, sharp, alert mind. I have the mind of Christ. The memory of the righteous is blessed. I have a well-disciplined mind. I have a sound mind and a peaceful mind. I have the mind of Christ. Can I hear an amen? Amen. So our confession is, Father, I resist symptoms of sickness and disease. Father, I resist symptoms of sickness and disease. Just as I resist condemnation. Just as I resist condemnation. I know that sickness and disease. I know that sickness and disease and condemnation all come from the devil. And condemnation all come from the devil. And I resist what comes from him. I resist what comes from him. And I receive your health. I receive my health, healing, and freedom today. For it is mine. It is mine. Healing is throughout the Bible. Amen? Healing is throughout the Bible. And that's what Satan wants to bring to us all the time, is bringing sickness and disease. But Jesus came and he manifested. Jesus was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Jesus went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, according to Acts 10:38. Sickness does not come from God. Sickness does not come from heaven. There isn't any sickness up there in heaven. No sickness comes from the devil. And when we open the door to the enemy. Amen. When we have unforgiveness or anger, doubt and unbelief, we open the door to the territory of sin and Satan. We do not want to open the door to sin and Satan's territory, but we always want to stay in the flow of love and forgiveness. And the flow of love and forgiveness is of God. And that door of love and forgiveness shuts the door to sin and Satan's territory. Amen? So always remember, we are to walk in love. Yes, people will say things, hurtful things come against you. But you know what? God called us to walk in love and not to be mean and angry and have resentment and, you know, loneliness or grief or sorrow. That's not of God. God came to give us the life and more abundantly. And the abundant life is the over-the-top, the overflowing, and the excessive life of God. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Another day of living in the light of God's word, his authority, his power, and his ability. So, Father, we just thank you. We thank you. We bless you. So shut the door to sickness and disease. Shut it and open the door to health and healing that God already has provided through the word. Jesus is our healer. So close the door to the enemy and always believe that God wants you healed. Always think healing, not sickness. And keep speaking sickness, because if we keep speaking sickness, that sickness will stay longer. But if we speak the word of God and we say we are healed, even when we're in pain or hurting, we still say what the word of God says, that by his stripes I were healed. And if I were healed, then I am healed. And my body has to line up with the word of God. In the name of Jesus. Ori basukodon the bahi ishitelema isaketelema hohosikitele and the berehisakaran the borohosukaria ilikitirian sukotoria. Oh, my daughter, you may think that I have forsaken you because of the sickness that has come upon you, but I tell you, daughter, you have my authority. You have my word, the two-edged sword in your mouth to speak against that sickness. And it has to leave in the name of Jesus. And healing, sometimes it's instantly, and sometimes it's a process. But my word does not lie. I do not lie, and I say that by the stripes of my son, Lord Jesus, you are healed. You were healed. You are made healed. So walk in your healing. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We thank you so much for coming and receiving the word of God that brings healing to your body, keeps you healthy, and you walk in divine health. And isn't it good to be able to have the healing and divine health that God gives us every day? And every breath that we take is because God gives us that breath and that life that keeps us here on earth healthy and wealthy and peaceful mind. In Jesus' name, thank you so much again. We'll see you next Wednesday when you come to the filling station, the oasis, the rivers of living water that are here to fill your life with the goodness and the love and the compassion of God. We love you so much. Thank you again. God bless you. Have a great and blessed evening and the rest of the week. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.